Sentire Media.
In Italy's land, so ancient and grand, lie mysteries for us to discover and see. So come take my hand and grab your map on this amazing adventure with me. Italy's history, mysteries, journey through time with us. From towers that lean to cities unseen, come and join the quest. In history we'll be.
Hello, young explorers. Welcome to another exciting episode of our time-traveling history adventure. I'm Luca, and today we're going way, way back to ancient times to a story about two brothers with a destiny so big it created a whole city. Can you guess which city that is? If you said Rome, you're right! The mystery begins a long, long time ago with the birth of twins, Romulus and Remus. They were the sons of a human mother, and their dad was the god of war named Mars. They were sure to be very powerful, so when the king heard the news of their birth, he ordered them dead. They were captured and put into a basket and tossed into the Tiber River to float away forever. But don't worry. This story has heroes and helpers, just like all good adventures do. The twin babies floated down the river until their basket was washed up on the shore. Luckily, a very nice she-wolf called Lupa was walking along the shore looking for food when she heard a strange noise. What could it be, she thought? A bird? A fish? No, it was two little babies. And guess what? She took them back to her den on Palatine Hill to keep them warm and safe until they were eventually found by a shepherd who took them home to raise them. Romulus and Remus grew up to be strong and clever boys, known for being brave and a bit mischievous. They loved to play tricks and race each other. Who do you think was faster? If you guess both, maybe you're right. They were twins after all. Romulus loved his home on Palatine Hill and built a wall around it, hoping one day to make it a great city. But one day, while exploring, the twins discovered something incredible: 7 ancient hills. They both knew that one of these hills would make the best place for a new city. But they couldn't agree on which one. Remus loved Aventine Hill, and Romulus preferred where they were raised, Palatine Hill. To help them decide, each brother stood on his favorite hill and looked up to the sky. They were looking for vultures, which were the symbol bird of Mars, their father. Remus saw 6 vultures fly overhead, and Romulus saw 12 land on his hill. Vultures are a symbol of Mars, their father. When Romulus said that he saw 12 vultures, Remus became very angry and said that he had seen the birds first. Now, every story has its ups and downs. This one takes a sad turn when Remus jumped over the wall Romulus built and they began to fight. They were very powerful, and in the end, Romulus won and Remus was no more. Romulus regretted the fight with his brother and vowed to build the greatest city on earth on Palatine Hill, which he did, and he named it Rome after himself. It's a bit of a sad ending, but from that day, Rome began to grow into one of the greatest cities in the world, from just a few huts on a hill to a huge city full of temples, markets, and homes. Thank you. Did you know that Romans had a special way of writing numbers? I bet you've seen them around, especially on clocks that look old-fashioned. They used letters like I for 1, V for 5, and X for 10. Can you think of what number M might stand for? That's right, M stands for 1,000. Wow, what a journey we've been on today. From a dangerous river to the founding of an empire. Romulus and Remus sure had an epic adventure. What do you think was the most exciting part? That's all for today, young historians. Thanks for tuning in to Italy's History Mysteries. This is Luca. See you next time for more adventures. Keep asking questions and stay curious. Goodbye, young explorers!
Italy's History Mysteries is a production of Sentire Media. Story and script by Samantha Wilson. Edits and sound effects by London Nero, voice of Luca by Joshua D. Fletcher, and original music by Matt Welch.
Sentire Media.